This is PeelPod.com, the week in Georgia in English, coming to you from lovely, hipster-filled Beirut, Lebanon. Today is Thursday, the 30th of June, 2016. On this date in 1936, Emperor Haile Selassie of Abyssinia appeals to aid to the League of Nations against Italy's invasion of his country, while everybody there looked at their shoes in embarrassment. 1953, the first Chevy Corvette rolls off the assembly line in Flint, Michigan. 1960, Zaire declares independence from Belgium. 1971, the crew of the Russian spaceship mission Soyuz 11 are found dead after the spacecraft lands in Kazakhstan. They remain the only humans ever to die while in space. 1971, U.S. Constitution is amended to lower the voting age to 18. 1999, the movie South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut was released. 2012, Vano Matabashvili is appointed Georgia's prime minister. Birthdays are Mike Tyson, Alina Horn, Frederick Bastiat, Willie Sutton, and Michael Phelps. I'm your host, Mark Mullen. This podcast is written by Joe Larson, edited by Ari Swiecka. Thanks again for those posting on the forum. If you'd like to comment or ask a question, go to tpeelpod.com or send an email to tpeelpod, T-P-E-L-P-O-D, at gmail.com. On the 27th of June, Defense Minister Tiniko Khitashvili signed a document formally abolishing compulsory military service in Georgia as of 2017. Currently, young men aged 18 to 27 are required to serve in the Georgian Armed Forces, the Interior Ministry, or the Corrections Ministry, unless they get an exemption, which many of them do. Hence the popularity of master's degrees that nobody really shows up for. The decision could be reversed by future defense ministers. Back in 2014, then-Defense Minister Irakli Alasania announced that he wanted to abolish conscription by 2017, and the number of draftees has been gradually reducing for years. Still, Prime Minister Kvitakashvili and President Mark Mashvili both criticized the move by Khitashvili. They argued that it should have been discussed and decided by the National Security Council, not by the Defense Minister Khitashvili herself. Several Otsneva lawmakers also criticized the Defense Minister Irakli Sesiashvili. Chairman of the Committee for Defense and Security accused her of performing a PR stunt to help her Republican Party. As a note, Republicans will run separately from Otsneva in the parliamentary elections in October. Investigations by the UN and a group of Georgian experts found there is no proof that Georgian soldiers sexually abused children in the Central African Republic when they were stationed there in 2014 as part of a UN peacekeeping mission. The investigation was in response to allegations reported by the UN Human Rights Office earlier this year that Georgian and French soldiers had sexually abused children in a refugee camp. Defense Minister Tiniko Khitashvili demanded that Georgia receive an apology and acknowledgement that the allegations were false. Following up on the murder of Giga Otkhozoria on the administrative borderline of Abkhazia in May, Rashid Kanjiogli, the Abkhaz border guard who killed him, is now under house arrest in Abkhazia. The military court of Abkhazia handed down the verdict. The prosecutor's office appealed because they want to arrest him outright, but that appeal was denied and he is under house arrest. Georgian officials have called the punishment inadequate. Interior Minister Giorgi Markvelashvili said he has informed that Kanjiogli could be liquidated by someone seeking to heighten, Mkhemrishvili, said that he could be liquidated, which is a creepy word, by someone seeking to heighten tensions between Georgia and Abkhazia. Terror attack at Kemal Atatürk Airport in Istanbul on the 28th of June killed 42 people, injured more than 140. The attackers opened fire at an entry point of the airport's international terminal. They blew themselves up and security began firing back at them. Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim told reporters that the government is treating it as an attack by Daesh, also known as Islamic State. On the 30th of June, Turkish police arrested 13 people in connection with the attack. Tbilisi City Court sentenced three men to prison for illegally wiretapping and leaking the private telephone conversations of Otsneva leaders during the run-up to the parliamentary elections in 2012. The three, Shota Kizinashvili, Levon Kardava, and Vaja Leloashvili, were members of the Interior Ministry under the National Movement. They were convicted of abuse of power and illegal wiretapping and will serve sentences ranging from 1.5 years to 3 years. Ana Dolidze was appointed President Markvelashvili's new parliamentary secretary on the 27th of June. Dolidze resigned from her post as deputy defense minister in order to take on the new role. She replaces Georgi Kveren Shkiladze as parliamentary secretary, who resigned in March. Some background on her: she served as the head of the Georgian Lawyers Association from 2004 to 2006, became deputy defense minister in May 2015. She was also nominated for a Supreme Court seat by President Margvelashvili in March of this year, but parliament did not confirm her nomination. Two former Supreme Court nominees, Tamar Laliashvili and Nona Todua, were reappointed by President Margvelashvili. Both appointees were rejected by parliament earlier this month, along with Anna Dolidze. Laliashvili received only 27 of the required 76 votes, and Todua received only 22. If they are not confirmed the second time around, Margvelashvili will have to nominate new candidates. There are currently three vacant seats in the Supreme Court. Otsneva and the Conservative Party held consultations about possibly cooperating in October's parliamentary elections. The Conservatives were part of the Otsneva coalition until the 31st of March, when they left, along with the Republican Party, the Industrialists, and the National Forum. The Conservatives are the only one of those parties that is currently discussing running on a joint ticket with Otsneva. Otsneva, the National Movement lawmakers, are butting heads over the National Movement MP Gigi Tsedatelli's bid to become the president of the Parliamentary Assembly of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, OSCE. The Assembly will hold its annual session in Tbilisi starting on the 1st of July. The president will be elected on the last day, the 5th of June. Otsneva lawmakers are supporting Austrian Social Democrat Christine Mutonen for the presidency, although President Margvelashvili is backing Tsedatelli. In travel to and from Georgia, President Margvelashvili was in Berlin meeting with German Chancellor Angela Merkel. He also met with President of the Bundestag and President of the Bundesrat. Prime Minister Kvitekashvili was in Switzerland to meet with representatives of the Swiss Ministry of Economy. They discussed the development of tourism in Tuscheti. Foreign Minister Michal Giannalidze was in Brussels meeting with EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini. Two sides signed a Security of Information Agreement. The agreement will allow the European Commission, the EU's Diplomatic Service, and Council of EU to exchange classified information with the Georgian authorities. Zura Babashidze, Georgia's Special Representative for Relations with Russia, met with the Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Karasin in Prague for the Abashidze-Karasin talks. They reached an agreement on the release of a Georgian citizen who is imprisoned in Russia on spying charges. He returned to Georgia on the 28th of June. Chinese delegation is in Georgia this week to meet with Agriculture Minister Otar Danelia. They discussed the potential for exporting Georgian wine to China. German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier will arrive in Georgia tomorrow to meet Foreign Minister Giannalidze, Prime Minister Kvitekashvili, President Margvelashvili, and Parliamentary Speaker Dato Usufashvili. Steinmeier will also address the session of the OSCE Parliamentary Assembly. In regional arrivals, Pope Francis was in Armenia to give Mass to the country's Catholics, visit the Armenian Genocide Memorial, and give an ecumenical prayer for peace. He also mentioned the need for reconciliation between Armenians and Turks. Maya Tamagadi was removed from her post as news chief of Imedi TV and is now a consultant to the station's general director, Gyorgy Bakhtadze. The new news chief is Nino Lejava. The reshuffling is unpopular with many staff at Imedi. Employees of the news show Kronika, which was Imedi's flagship program, wrote a joint statement to the general director, Bakhtadze. Head of the station's supervisory board, Irakli Rukhadze, saying it was unacceptable for them to dismiss the news chief during a parliamentary election campaign. National Movement unveiled its economic growth program for after the parliamentary elections in October, assuming they enter the government. Their plan is to cut taxes across the board and increase pensions by 50 lari per month. The income tax rate would be cut from 20 to 15% in 2017, get down to 10% within 4 years. They plan to do the same with the corporate tax rate. Their plan would also make any business with an annual turnover of less than 90,000 lari exempt from the corporate tax. Currently, the threshold is 30,000 lari. Tax cuts and spending increases would be afforded by reducing the size of the state bureaucracy. Turkish President Erdogan wrote a letter of apology to Russian President Vladimir Putin for Turkey's shooting down of a Russian plane last November. Erdogan said he is ready to restore relations between the two countries, and he referred to Russia as a friend and partner. In response, Russia lifted restrictions on Russian citizens traveling to Turkey. NATO released a statement saying that it would announce measures to strengthen Georgia's substantial package at the Warsaw summit next month. There was a mudslide in the Dadi Ali Gorge near the Kazbegi-Zemalarsi border crossing with Russia. The Interior Ministry used helicopters to move at least 60 people across the blocked area to the border checkpoint. According to the Russian Roads Department, a section of the road about 800 meters long is completely destroyed. Heavy rains destroyed crops in Shuahevi and Kedah municipalities in Ajada. Bridges and roads were damaged. Mudslide damaged about 10 houses in one village in the area. Sulkhan Molashvili, former head of Georgia's state audit office, died of liver failure in Paris on the 29th of June. He went there to get medical treatment. He previously served a prison sentence from 2004 to 8 on charges of abuse of power and misappropriation of funds. 2014, the European Court of Human Rights ruled that his rights had been violated while he was in prison. Several cars belonging to the Georgian embassy in Berlin were burned on the 28th and 29th of June by extremist forces. According to Ambassador to Germany, Lado Chanturia, French embassy cars were also burned. A Georgian citizen was killed in Syria, according to reports. The man's name is Aslanbek Borchashvili. He's from the Panchisi Gorge. He was a member of Daesh. 19 Georgian citizens were arrested in Madrid on suspicions of robbing a number of apartments in the city. They are alleged by authorities to be members of the Georgian Mafia. Geostat reported that year-on-year GDP growth during the month of May was 2.1%. That is below the annual growth for the first 5 months of 2016, which was 2.9%. Georgia signed a free trade agreement with the European Free Trade Association on the 27th of June. The association is made up of Norway, Iceland, Liechtenstein, and Switzerland. Negotiations were conducted in February. Once implemented, Georgian exporters will have customs and duty-free access to all four members of the association. Ministry of Agriculture announced that Georgia exported 942 tons of peaches during the month of June. Last year, it exported only 52 tons during the same time period. Russia, Azerbaijan, and Kazakhstan are the biggest consumers. A report by the International Energy Agency found that Georgia has the world's worst air pollution. According to statistics, in Georgia in 2012, air pollution accounted for nearly 300 deaths per 100,000 people. Tbilisi International Airport will get a new arrival terminal. 12,000 square meter terminal will be ready for operation by the end of 2017. It will have a capacity to receive 325 million passengers per year. Last year, roughly 1.85 million passengers arrived at the airport. Tbilisi will get a new bypass road designed to reduce traffic congestion in the city center. The road will stretch from Nakhitari to Zhinvali, crossing Tbilisi in the middle. The roads department started working on a plan for the road this month. Planning phase should take 15 months. The road will be built with several million lari financing provided by the Asia Development Bank. The Georgian fruit company Kareli Fruit is working on getting certified by the EU to export to EU markets. Kareli Fruit is Georgia's largest producer of black plums. Software development company BDO Solutions signed a partnership agreement with SAP CIS, an enterprise application software company based in Russia. The agreement will allow SAP CIS to provide commercial software products to the Georgian market. Energy Minister Kahi Kaladze announced plans to install energy-efficient light-emitting diode LED lights in state buildings from the beginning of 2012. It will only be for outdoor lighting. 31 villages around Samtredia received natural gas for the first time. It's part of a government initiative to connect more households to gas lines. The government plans to provide gas connections to a total of 3,500 families by the end of 2016. Tbilisi City Hall is running a project to build energy-efficient solar-powered kindergartens. Tbilisi Kindergarten 95 is the first one. Rugby news. The Georgian national rugby team, the Lelos, are now ranked 11th in the world, their highest ever ranking. They jumped from number 12 to 11 after defeating Fiji during the recent tour of the Pacific Islands, where they also played against Samoa and Tonga. Coach of the Lelos, Milton Haig, received the Cavalier of Sports of Georgia Award from the authorities for his contribution to Georgia's international success. The award has been given to notable athletes and coaches since 2012. Tbilisi Martinashvili Theater began a tour of the country's regional centers. They are performing a number of Shakespeare's famous works from the 24th of June until the 5th of July, passing through Mestia, Zugdidi, Chiatura, Kobuleti, Hulo, and Achaltsikhe. The tour is to commemorate 400 years since Shakespeare's death. The Art Gene Festival kicked off on the 28th of June in Bolnisi. The annual festival of folk culture will stop in Surami and Kobuleti before coming to Tbilisi next week, where it will stage a week-long program of performances in Tbilisi. Opera singer Nino Dziguri won the top prize at Verdi Voices, an annual competition in Italy. She's a mezzo-soprano, performed the Italian song Un Ballo in Machera. Archaeologists discovered an early medieval site near Atzkuri Cathedral, which is about 100 kilometers west of Tbilisi. They found decorative items and carvings that indicate the site is from the 10th century or earlier. June was Georgian wine month in the United States. A number of cities, including New York, Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, and San Francisco, hosted tasting events with wines from 22 Georgian producers. The events were organized by the National Wine Agency. Parliament passed an amnesty bill to release female prisoners over the age of 65 and male prisoners over the age of 70, provided they have been convicted of lesser crimes, which means not murder, organized crime, drug possession, terrorism, illegally crossing the state border, participating in a prison break, and a few others. The bill was proposed by the National Forum, who estimates that it would apply to 116 current prisoners. Parliament passed amendments to the country's tobacco control regulations that will restrict smoking in public places from the 1st of July 2017. Cafes, bars, restaurants, casinos, and beauty salons will have to limit their smoking areas to 20% of their total space, and the smoking areas will need to be enclosed and ventilated. Businesses who sell tobacco will be required to prominently display health warnings about the risk of smoking. Lawmakers rejected a bill that would criminalize sexual harassment in the workplace and public spaces. The bill proposed a set of fines for both verbal and physical assault. Fines would increase for repeat offenses and for cases of sexual assault against a subordinate. The bill does not define specifically which behaviors would be considered sexual harassment. The bill is sponsored by Republican Party MPs Tamar Chidashely and Tamar Kordzaya, who submitted it partly as a response to the recent case in Imedi TV, where anchor Tatia Samkharadze accused her producer of sexually harassing her. Parliament concluded its spring session on the 24th of June. It will now be in recess until early September. A package of 11 bills, nicknamed the third wave of judicial reforms, were left on the table. Surprise, surprise. They were passed in their first and second readings. They just need to be passed in the third readings, which is basically a copy edit, before they can be signed into law. These bills include a proposal to introduce an electronic system to randomly assign cases to judges, which weakens the influence of the court chairperson. Measures intended to increase the transparency and legitimacy of the court system, and is supported by Parliamentary Speaker Usupashvili. It is incredibly important, as that randomization of assignment of judges is the main method by which political control of courts is still maintained. Meme this week is the GDS ad for Game of Thrones, performed Georgian style. Gyuri Lomsadze writes in Eurasian Ed about what Brexit means for the Eastern European partnership countries, including Georgia. Lomsadze also covers for Eurasian Ed the aftermath of last month's nationalist attack on the Kiwi Cafe by the meat throwers. BBC features Georgian country singer Shota Adamashvili. Listen to it. He is a great guy when you see him under the underpass by the opera. Toss him a few lari. Vogue catches up with Georgian skateboarder Sandro Popchadze, who models for Balenciaga. I mean, who am I to say, but the guy's pretty weird looking, but, you know, check that out for yourself. Lincoln Mitchell's Georgia analyst is devoted to how Brexit will affect Georgia's relationship with the EU. Vox covers the International Energy Agency report and provides some analysis of Georgia's pollution problems. IntelliNews has a piece on Dato Sakhvarilidze, one of the Georgian reformers brought in to help clean up the Ukrainian government. He's been critical of President Poroshenko recently. Former Deputy Defense Minister Anna Dolidze speaks to Russia Direct about the effects the Brexit will have on Georgia's future. She is concerned that the EU will become more inward-looking and ignore potential new members such as Georgia. Ukraine expert Nikolai Petro is interviewed by the Carnegie Council. He speaks at length about Misha, saying that he was sent to exile to Odessa to keep him away from the levers of power in Kiev. Misha wants to play a bigger role in Ukrainian politics, but is angered a lot of people in both Kiev and Odessa. According to Petro, he'll probably eventually get fed up and leave. Georgian Journal has a piece on Grigol Kobakhidze, a Georgian who moved to the U.S. in 1909 and eventually became a millionaire known as George Kobe. Sergei Kapanadze has an op-ed in the Clarion that spells out the national movement strategy for peace with Abkhazia and South Ossetia. European Union published its global strategy paper, which has some references to Georgia. All this stuff to read, post on the forum. This week's dive bar number is 37,000, which is the size of Georgia's armed forces. Only about 10% of those soldiers were conscripted, so Defense Minister Chidashely's decision to abolish conscription won't have a big effect on troop numbers. News outlet Tabula has relaunched its English edition. Visitors can read the news in English at tabula.ge/en, as well as catch up on their Tabula Facebook page. Kiwi Cafe is urgently looking for a new space to rent, as today will be the last day at their current venue on Vertskeli Street. If you have any tips or suggestions, drop a line to their Facebook page. That's it for this week. My Twitter address is at TXTBUK. That is Tango X-Ray Tango Bravo Uniform Kilo. Our email is tamilpod@gmail.com or post to the forum on our website, www.tamilpod.com. And we will finish with, from 2012 Beirut, this is Karim Knesser and Wallahi. Thank you.